Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about peaceful marches in Harare over Zimbabwe's proposals to introduce bond notes.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter MOE frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about public protests in Zimbabwe.
Thousands of Zimbabweans staged a peaceful march in Harare today to express their dismay over the proposed introduction of bond notes. President Robert Mugabe's government has also failed to address some issues which the protesters were saying are causes of the deteriorating economic situation in the country and other issues that are affecting the country.
The protesters urged President Robert Mugabe to step down, claiming that he has allegedly failed to run the country.
And so tonight we want to hear from you viewers on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-217-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077 Gibbs.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how we spend our next 20 days.
I'm sure Nile.
I'm looking forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have a lot of things to talk about. We're going to have a lot of Harare. It's going to be in Jalo Sizwile. I'm going to have a lot of things. We're going to have a lot of things. We're going to have a lot of things. We're going to have a
lot
of things. We're going
to have
a lot of things. We're going to So, bebe corona nguti kula lokuto amapond notes. Ometi ngakubuye October abe kona. Afakwe abantu basebenze via ama business.
Basara August na September.
Aha.
Kuti October apinde.
2 months manje.
2 months.
Eh. Antu na kwanza 2 months.
Zino a 2 months is.
Yeye kujana.
Zino Gibbs jandisinga zvisenche kuti ma bond notes dzinguva ato dindwa kusvika nasi.
Yeah.
Atopo amirira ngoto October, but vanhu vakucharamba.
Yeah.
Asi vakatanga vanhu vachiramba kutambira mabond notes kubvira kokutanga ndizvozvo.
So isikwesava kechonga lapo kuti abantu kuzahlupa loko. Nxa kuti abantu bengafuni kuti amabond notes labuye. You know, kuyagcina vele kusenza kuti elizweni kungabe lokuhlaliseka.
Ndizvozvo.
Njalo nxa bekukhuluma bona bathi amabond notes lawo uhulumende uzamutalete izibabo dollar. Yakumbula izibabo dollar lapana uyifake ebhareni.
Yeah.
Inqwaba nqwaba kuti satenga one loaf.
One loaf.
Kangaribona
futhi. Asi iye anga isiri Zimbabwe dollar manje
ke. Eh.
Angari mabira cheki.
Ikonoko kanyi.
Ukatengisa zvirimwa, ukaenda ku Grain Marketing Board GMB kana ku Cotton Marketing Board unopiwa cheki.
Yeah.
Ndo zvazvakafanana izvozvo. Yanga iri bira cheki, akaitakura ndiye muridzi wayo. Ukaidonedza ndakainhonga ya cheki yangu.
Anjovona.
Idze ku GMB dzinongozonyorwa Stones Gibbs Dube.
Yeah.
I yanga iri bira cheki, akaitakura ndiye muridzi wayo.
Manje ngilomngano wami waijala kuti ungano kuchama kasi. Wazi upongo spread.
Yeah.
Waihlekezelani.
Ah, zvakaoma Gibbs hongu kana asi tiri kuzeya. Kuratidzira kwaitika muguta reHarare kwatinonzwa kuti kwapindwa nezvihuru zvevanhu zvapinda mumugwagwa vachiratidzira vachiramba kutambira mabond notes Maria tonzwa kuti ruda kuparurwa nehurumende muna October asi mapurisa anonzi azomboita wakitsina gonzo nevanga vachiratidzira ivava mushure mokunge vabva kuhofisi yegurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa kwavasiya gwaro renyunyuto Vanga vakuenda kuparamende kuti vanosiya rimwe gwaro kwatinonzwa kuti ndopazoita kukandwa kwematie gas nezvimwe zvakadaro taona vamwe vanga vachitaura takuwara vatatinawo pachirongwa chedu Gibbs vanga vachiragidza maronda ekuwara saka ndonyaya dzatiri kuda kuti kurukure tichinzwa taita rombo rakanaka nokuti tabata mutungamiri webato re Transform Zimbabwe vaJacob Mugaruvume vanoiva nebato rakaendesa nyaya iyi kudare nezuro Mushure mwenge mapurisa arambidza vanhu kuratidzira ikoko kana kufora ikoko Transform Zimbabwe yakaenda kudare repamusoro High Court zvechimbi chimbi agent chamber application vakapiwa mvumo yekunzi aiwa regai vanhu varatidzire vasingakanganiswe nemapurisa regai mi vanhu vaite zvavanoda ndozvinobvumidzwa nebumbiro remutemo zvatonzwawo ndozvanga zvichitwa nevanhu asi vasitandaniswa nemapurisa.
Oh yes, Chonga, we've got Mr. Ngaruvume on the line right now. Mr. Ngaruvume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, good evening.
Are you on the line, Mr. Ngaruvume?
Yes, I'm on the line. I can hear
Hello, Mr. Ngaruvume, are you there?
Yeah, he can. He says he can hear us.
Oh, you can hear us. Maybe.
Yes.
Go ahead and ask him one or two questions.
Mr. Ngaruvume, maybe the first question is how successful this demonstration or protest or march, whatever people want to call it, was.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ngaruvume. The march was very successful. We would like to thank the people of Zimbabwe for the overwhelming support against the bond not much. And people came out in their thousands, and they are humbled by that support which we received from the people of Zimbabwe. And it was a success. But of course, success is measured in two forms. Yes, the people came out to protest in their number, which we appreciate. But now, the main part of that success should be when government resigned their decision to introduce bond law, which is illegal. So that would consider success to the whole march when we achieve to stop government from introducing bond law.
But do you think this has any positive impact, the protests and the petitions? Because we understand, I think it was early this week, that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor announced that the bond notes will be introduced in October and everything is going according to plan.
It means a lot when people come together to collectively say no to an illegal currency the government wants to introduce. And in any case, our argument as citizens, as Zimbabweans, is that Section 68 of the Constitution, read with Chapter 3 of the Administrative Justice Act, compels or requires the Reverend Governor to act in a lawful manner. And there is nothing in the Reverend Act or the Banking Act which empowers the Governor of the Reverend to introduce bond notes. So introducing bond notes will be plain. It's plainly contrary to the law. It's plainly illegal. And so people, when people come together to raise these concerns, it means the law, even to the Reserve Bank. Should he go ahead and introduce the bond notes, which are illegal, which the people don't want? If he goes ahead, he has already seen the move in the people. The people are angry. We will simply not accept the bond notes. We will not accept it as money. We will reject it on the street, in the market, and everywhere. It will only be a current which we and whoever would use. But the people of God will say no. And if they don't want to listen to the people, they will see we are ready for that confirmation.
So, Mr. Ngaruvume, today you actually went to the Minister of Finance's offices and you actually met the Permanent Secretary there. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, we met the Permanent Secretary who informed us that the Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, was not around, was in another pre-arranged engagement. And so we explained to him where we are coming from as citizens and as Zimbabweans. We explained to him who we are and what our concerns about the bond law. And then we left the petition. And we assured us that Mr. Chinamasa would come back to us in a reasonable time frame before the introduction of the bond law to tell us of what they make of that petition.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngaruvume. May you kindly stay on the line. Gibbs, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelindaba Mpopoma. Honorable Chuma, welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. And as usual, we say welcome and thank you for sparing some minutes with us. The topic today is on the protest or march that was held in Harare by many Zimbabweans, including Transform Zimbabwe and the president of the party, Mr. Jacob Ngaruvume, who is also a part of our guests here. And how do you view these protests, people saying no to bond notes, and the government is saying bond notes is the answer to our problems?
My first take on this whole issue is that are we now being put as like it's something which is in fashion, or we are being genuine, or what? Because I know for a fact that at times as Zimbabweans have a tendency of following a certain trend. I remember when some person started this Chihuta thing, the quail birds, then everybody was going after that, looking for that and wanting to rear the quail birds. Everyone wanted to be associated with the quail birds. And now, here we are, somebody again, a pastor who was supposed to be administering our souls and making them pure for the Lord, decided to jump into politics and do a hashtag, this flag. And now everybody now is on that same bandwagon again. And then I say to myself, how sincere are we? How real are we? Is it all about the realism, or it's about putting your name into some famous marketable place or something? That is a question that actually quickly jumps into my mind. But look, if we are about wanting to fix things, then the very first port of call should be understanding whatever is happening. Yes, I have a problem at times with the government not communicating well and properly to the citizens of Zimbabwe. But still, after the communications have been done and explanations have been put across, and having looked into this whole issue of the bond notes, how they are supposed to be introduced, how they're going to be used, honestly speaking, anybody who wants to alleviate the cash shortages and the problems that we are currently facing would sincerely embrace that as a short-term solution while we try and a bridge up the longer version of this route. And the longer version is to then get our economy to start producing, and then we are stable. But now, solutions are coming up. Okay, fine. You don't want the bond note. And then what? What solutions are you coming up with? Are you criticizing constructively, or it's now just a mere game? It's now a mere way of trying to attract a bit of fame to your side and probably end up getting a bit of some money from the Western donors who are very quick to look at and anybody who has a bad voice, a bad say about the president, surely it becomes a hero to the Western world. And then I said to myself, is that how we want to seriously build Zimbabwe, or we have fallen into a prank of following suit what somebody else has started? Those are the questions that are coming into my mind. But if it's a genuine thing, then let us start talking. Okay, if you don't want bond notes, what solutions are you proffering? What do you suggest is another way out? Because governance is not about just the government alone, because the government is the people. So the people, while they want to protest, they must come up with something and say, no, do not introduce bond notes, but instead, why can't you do A, B, C, D? And then now we can say, okay, we are looking at trying to solve Zimbabwe's problems genuinely as Zimbabweans. Because look here, nobody's going to come out from heaven or Mars or anywhere and come and solve our problems here in Zimbabwe besides us Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. So are we genuine?
Honorable, maybe we can give a chance to Mr. Ngaruvume to just briefly respond to that before we go to our caller.
Right. It's very unfortunate that Mr. Chuma decided to speak in such an arrogant manner on matters which are very pertinent to the nation. What was done in the petition was proposed solution to what government should do and must do to ease the challenge that we have. In the first place, it is government that is responsible for the must do in terms of homeless. We call on the government to immediately institute the necessary reforms to bring police officers with the legal recovery to the people of Zimbabwe. We call on them to act as specific economic reforms. For instance, they should own and support with their trade agreement and the livelihoods of the poor, especially cross border traders and vendors, by creating social instrument number 54, which will keep injecting our people. They should send an unmistakable signal to welcome foreign investment to create desperately needed jobs. This is what government should be focusing on. It will propose all these things to the ministry and to the government. It is important for them to undertake an audit of our debt situation on the basis to engage the international community to which they should agree. They should start with the economic recovery fund. We support. From the international community, they should be built as a global thing. This time, no, the world is a global thing. But the exact same government is doing none of this, except the arrogance that you hear them to say, okay, if you are in politics, if you are pastor or a man of God, then you should not be in politics. So what you say is that only non-Christians or arrogant people like you should only be the people that are in politics. That doesn't make sense.
Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. Thank you, Mr. Ngarivume. We'll come back to you. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngarivume. Stay on the line. We have a caller, Vachuwai, from Beitbridge. Magadi. Takasimba, tine urombo tambo kuti mubate kwekanguwa asi pinda yenyu muchirongwa.
Halo, ina. Halo, ina.
Taura itinzwe vacho hai.
I think we've got a pit line there, Chunga.
Oh, yeah. Ane mane cross line.
Yes.
Halo.
No, I think we are going to call you back because we have got a bad line there, sir. So we are going to come back to you as soon as possible. Please drop your line. We are going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a protest that was in Harare. The protesters were marching against what is called bond knots. These bond knots will be introduced in Zimbabwe sometime in October. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And our guests tonight are Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda and Mpopoma. We also have Mr. Jacob Ngarivume, President of Transform Zimbabwe Party. So now, Baba Chuma, uzwele lapa mnumzano Ngarivume. Wekuluma sivile siti, abantu wakufuni kwa kutuwa ngama pon notes. So nkana nje ngama fichani, uchukuti, okwenzi utukulumenda kulete, abantu wakufuni kwini.
Unfortunately, I'll be honest with you, I did not clearly hear what the other gentleman was saying. Ilan Lage is a bit bad.
Mm.
But, you know, to just respond to what you're saying, Uhulumende, Uhulumende wabantu. Nako ke nxa elezinto ezinjengazonalezo ezikhuluma ngazo namhlanje, amabond notes, kuqakathekile ukuthi ngabe siyayehla phansi ebantwini, sichasise into izwakale kuhle, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babe lokwethemba ukuthi uhulumende into le akhuluma ngayo imqoka njalo izosiza. Ngoba iqiniso elikhona ukuthi ye ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo emuva ngapha siyakhona isikhathi selovela sama-bearer check nendaba ezinjalo njalo abantu bagcina sebeluze izimali zabo ezinjenge emabhanki abantu abakatholi ngathi into abantu ngesilungu i-confidence. Ngakho-ke kubuya endaweni ama-bond notes le bekufuze ngabe siwuchazele kuhle abantu sehla phansi saspreada i-information kuhle ukwenzela abantu bakuzwisise ngoba mina nxa ngikukhangele into lokwami akusiyo nto embi nxa kubanjwe kuhle kwasebenziswa ngendlela efakwe ngayo nguhulumende and akula ngeyindlela futhi uhulumende angabhanisa ngako ngoba into leyana ibhono lenxa ibuya inekava emali eyavela kwi-Afrizim Bank. Ngakho-ke akula ngenye indlela ukuthi uhulumende angasukenze umpaka njalo ke ukuyakhanya futhi ukuthi thina vele abantu sabenzisi ngamakolo kuza amakhulu kakhulu lona abanye sibese bakhangela ngaphana okubana bazinothise ngemalela leyana sibe senza lokona abakuthi yona i-money dealing abantu sibefaka ama-crossrates hayi nxa ufuna i-health dollar wena lebhondoni zakunemali engaka sizenzelinto ezinjalo into kumele ngabe siyasuswa enqobeni zabantu singene ngento le sibuntu yona into le izoncedisa um okwesikhathi esifitshane sisadlula ekuhluphekeni lonke elisikikho ukwenza ukuthi kona umuntu angayehluleki ukuthenga nokuthengisa khonapha phakathi kwela kithi elezimbabwe ukanti-ke nxa sufuna ukuphumela phandle ngale ususebenzisa yona-ke imali leyana eyemelika kumbe irandi kumbe enazakarensi engabe isetshenziswa kodwa into lezi bezifuze ngabe zichazele ukuhle abantu ukuthi bakuzize ukwenza ukuthi abantu babe ne-confidence nohulumende wabo.
Yes, I was calling you, Baba Chuma. So what Mr. Chuma is saying is that, you know, this is a short-term measure that is designed to revitalize the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says people should not worry a lot, even if they are reflecting on what happened to the Zimbabwe dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's saying, no, cool down, we're going to do something. And we wish to actually inform our listeners and our viewers that today we're not actually live streaming our live talk show because President Barack Obama is set to address Mandela Washington Fellows in Washington right now. In that kind of fellowship, there are about 60 Zimbabweans that are attending what is called the Presidential Summit. So that is the apex, or let me say, the top shelf of the Mandela Washington kind of package, you know. So all the fellows are meeting with Mr. Obama.
1,000 of them.
Yeah, so Zurugandaba, Namtalinga Shai Ngoba, Aso Zisibe, Silab Streamer, Ngoba Umongameli Barack Obama, weMelika ukhangelele ukuthi akhulume labantu okuthiwa yiMandela Washington Fellows laba ngabantu abakuhlelo lolu abakhona ngale eWashington DC kumbe ngithi lapha eWashington DC lapha bakusummit okuthiwa yi-presidential summit nxa sokubuya isummit enjalo umongameli Obama ujale ukuhlangana labo baxoxe so besesaba ukuthi-ke kungaphambaniseka nxa ukuthi singa-live streamer ngesikhathi esifanayo abantu bagcina besiba divided nje
ndizvoro Gibbs ndichazopirikira nerurimi rwechizezuru tambonzwa kubva kuna mukoma Sam makadii mukoma Sam
mukoma akasimba here
ba ndiri mupenyu muri kudonhu ripi mukoma Sam
Free State Harry Smith
kusouth africa uku
ichokwadi
ndizvozvo aiwa pindai muchirongwa nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuratidzira kwaitwa nhasi papaine kuratidzira kwakatipfekeranei papaine nyaya yekurambwa kwemabond notes kwoitawo vamwe vechidiki vari kuti tapedza zvidzidzo asi hatina mabasa vanga vachiratidzirawo kwoitawo vamwe vanga vachiti aiwa utongo hwamugabe nehurumende hunenge hwatadza kusimudza nyika kubva kumadhaka saka dai vari vamwe vasiya zvigaro ndo zvanga zviripo nhasi tipei pfungwa dzenyu
mukoma chekutanga ndechekuti hatikaravi vanhu vatichingodzidza tisingakuwani mabasa tirikuita madokta mainjiniya vanhu vagere kumba vatakana nemadzibaba baba anoti wakaendere chimwana angu kuchikoro dai vaindibetsera uye zvine ndazorora kuseenza saka zvivepi chinhu zvavo zviri kuitika munyika zvi
saka imi munokurudzira chii nokuti tambonzwa honorable chuma vari kusvoropodza nyaya yekuti mangoti kanhu kadikidiki muhamaratidzira pane dzimwe nzira dzokuti munogona kusvitsa nadzo zvichemo zvenyu kuhurumende
aiwa izvo zvekutoitika zvakanaka nekuti tatisingakwanisi nguva yakapereisa ichichidzirwa asi nezitanguva yekuti nguva yakwana takufanira kuratidzira zvatinoda munyika yedu nekuti munyika mutisuti varidzi venyika nekuti kutonga ungatongi matombo unotonga vanhu
aiwa maita basa zvikuru
yemabhondi koini aiwa hatiide vanoda kupa mari kuda kuita mari nekusaidi kwavo
mabhondi notes asika nyaya iripo ndeyekuti bhondi noti rinongotenga zvaa zvichingoitawo us dollar nokuti chikuru ndechekuti une bepa iroro here riri kumirira mari ndofunga ndo zvinenge zvichitsanangurwa nevanoziva nyaya dzezveupfumi kuti aiwa chaunenge wakatakura iye akatakura iye ndiye chawakabata ndiwo mari
hazviri nani kunotenga newspaper tocheka newspaper toita mari yemunyi kana zvakadaro
aiwa mukoma maita basa mukoma semu ipfungwa yenyuwo ndofunga vateereri vari kuinzwa Gibbs une umwe muteereri
ye lomnumzana kuandrew baba andrew unjani kuna ape kole kuyangizwa andrew egoli
ndofunga nare Gibbs regani bo zivisa vanhu kuti nasi hatina live streaming pamadande mutande vajaira kutona tichitefenyura tichibuda live nasi hatina nokuti pane urongwa hukuru hunokosha huri kuitika kudivire mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica President Barack Obama kwavari kusangana nevechidiki vanosvika chiuru vanga vari muno muAmerica kuchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tinonzwa kuti kune vanosvika 60 vanobva kuZimbabwe vari kupinda muchirongwa ichocho. Nhasi vari kupeta chirongwa vachisangana nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama vanove vakaparura chirongwa ichochi muna 2010. Saka ndo urongwa huripo, ndofunga ndo vanenge vachibuda padande mutande panguva yamanga muchifanira kunge muchitiona. Asi zvisinei vhurai nepfenyuro dzenyu maradio tiri kutepfenyura.
Eredwenis kona sibi live kona ngapo ngitemba liyasizwa kuhle. Sibe sesibuyela ke kumnumzana ungarivume. Mr. Ngarivume, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Right. Nofunga Gibbs, tikakumbira. If Mr. Ngarivume, if you are using a loudspeaker, maybe you can switch that off so that you are clear. I heard Honorable Chuma saying he can get
okay,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have got that alternative, can you do it, please? Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I am not.
Okay, so maybe we've got that kind of a problem. So now, in brief, Mr. Ngarivume, how effective are these kind of protests in terms of, you know, bringing change in Zimbabwe? One minute.
Yeah, they are very effective. They are very effective because that's firstly it's provided for in the constitution for us to protest and make sure that we put pressure on a regime that is resistant to change. So it is very important for us to express that anger and also to express alternative ideas to measures like the bond notice government is trying to introduce. So it's very effective when people come together. And any sensible government or any serious government should, in fact, respond to people's concerns. That is the expectation. But, of course, when a government is arrogant and when they choose not to listen to the people, then they can do whatever they want. They can ignore it. But, of course, they can ignore it at a cost. One day, surely, the people, that's why you see people rising up to resist the regime that don't want to listen to them. So I think this is a way and a warning shot to the government to stop to listen to people.
So let's get to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, there's nothing wrong with people demanding regime change. That's politics. So this is what people are doing. So can you react to that?
When you want to demand regime change, there's only one constitutional way of doing that. And that is going to the public who do the voting themselves and canvassing for their support. That's if you have now registered a political party. And then hope that the people will vote for you. And when they do so, then you can come in and change the regime through the ballot box. Unless if we want to bring it through other unorthodox means, then you can lay it on the table. But if it's about the constitutional and democratic way of doing it is through the ballot box. In 2013, it happened. That ushered in Mugabe regime. 2018 is coming. Let's wait for it. And while I'm at it, may I also personally say,
Can you hold it, Mr. Chuma? Can you hold it a little bit? We are coming back. We are just taking a short break. We just want to drink a bit of water and. Mr. Chuma, so hold on there. And Mr. Jacob Ngarivume too, can you hold on there? So wish to say goodbye to some of those people who always listen to us on the radio. So stay tuned.